Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. It's clear the devil is having a field day. Evil is running rampant, but a day is coming when a long-delayed sentence of doom is to be carried out. Today, we'll hear about Satan's present activity and then his ultimate end, and it's not pretty. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues his series on what we believe and the difference it should make. We're hearing about the devil we abhor and how, in seeking our ruin, he's only making his own ruin worse.
And then he knows that he's headed for the pit. He knows that every single day is a day closer to the lake of fire that he so richly deserves. We have many things that have been written about hell. Milton said that the devil rebelled that he might no longer, or let me change that, the devil rebelled because he would rather be a king in hell than a servant in heaven. Milton was wrong for this reason. Believe me, there are no kings in hell. Satan will not be a king in hell. And then you have the words of Dante in the Inferno. Dante says the demons are going to be walking along, you know, with pitchforks, and they're going to be tormenting people. Listen to me very clearly. The Bible says this, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. Satan is thrown into the lake of fire, and the lake where there is sulfur and fire, and he will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Believe me, in hell, Satan is not going to be the tormentor. He's going to be the tormented. In all humiliation, in all shame, that proud being will be brought down, and today he knows that his doom is sure because Jesus Christ's victory is uncontested. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, why is he still allowed then to do so much damage in the world? When you see lightning, you see it immediately almost when it happens, but the thunder takes a little while to get here because sound doesn't travel as fast as light. When Jesus died on the cross, that was the lightning. The thunder is on its way. Satan has already been defeated. His sentence has been commuted. And God says, for a little while, I'm going to allow him to be out on bail. And that's all. But it's all done. It's a done deal. He can't repent. He doesn't want to repent. The lake of fire is where he is headed, and he can't change it. It's a bad idea to rebel against God. God was going to show for all of eternity that the idea of taking him on and saying, I am going to be like the Most High and I'm going to be my own God, is always fraught with consequences that are out of your hands. The law of unintended consequences. So Satan today is a defeated being. He's a hapless player in a game, in a drama that's God's from beginning to end, and all that he can do is to wait for his doom. In fact, during the tribulation period, he's going to be thrown out of heaven there by Michael. And remember, he and Michael were colleagues back in the days when Lucifer was a choir director. They were colleagues. The Bible says that after he is thrown out of heaven, he is so angry because he knows that his time is short. And it says that the people overcame him by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Praise God. Am I all alone out here, or is there somebody else out there? So what I want us to do today as we conclude is to look at the book of James. What does the book of James tell us as to how we have to war against this evil being who seeks our destruction? The Bible says that he takes ideas, God's ideas, and actually can snatch the Word of God out of our minds. Because remember, your mind is not just a physical substance, it's also a spiritual substance, and therefore our minds actually exist in the metaphysical realm, and that's why he can put ideas into our minds, and that's why he can take ideas out of our minds if we let him. Jesus told a parable in which he said that Satan came and snatched the Word of God out of people's minds. There's some of you who find it almost impossible to memorize Scripture. You can memorize cub averages very, very easily. You say, well, that's because they're so low, but listen. Sorry about that, Cub fans. But some of you can't memorize Scripture because the battle for your mind is so intense. Some of you have been involved in the occult. Some of you know what spirit guides are. So what do we do? Very quickly, first, James says this in chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7. By the way, I should begin with verse 6. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's where it begins. Verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. You repent of all of the sins. You repent of the doorways in which you have allowed Satan in. You repent of those early stages in which he was able to gain a foothold and to make you oppressed and obsessed. And you spend as much time repenting as you need to list all of the things that you have done that have given entry to an evil spirit to harass you, to control you, to direct you. And you submit it to God. You come without any agenda, without any idea that you are able in some way to hold back some part of your life from the sovereignty of Jesus. The Bible says that we should submit to God. And then it says, resist the evil one and he will depart from you. And if he doesn't depart, keep resisting, 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 resisting. When Jesus was confronted with the enemy in the desert, remember that story. Jesus said, begone, Satan, for it is written. And then, begone, Satan, for it is written. And the Bible says in the book of Luke that Jesus said that three times, quoting Scripture. And then it says, and the devil departed, waiting for a more opportune time. He'll be back, and he'll be back, and he'll be back. But the more you resist him, and the more Scripture you quote, and the more you bring yourself under the authority of Jesus, the more he must back off, and his power becomes weaker. You say, oh, Pastor Lutzer, why does God even allow us to be in such fights? I love what the Puritans said. They said that Satan is given to us that we might fight against him and be victorious in order to increase the joy and the happiness of the saints. It's to increase the joy and happiness of the saints. You say, but the devil is winning so many victories today. Listen, the devil is always defeated. Even when he wins victories, his torment in hell will only be that much greater. That's why every single move that the devil makes against God, eventually he will pay for. He is never the winner. It only appears that way for a while. And so he said, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil. Chapter 5, James says that what you need to do is to confess your faults one to another. There's a sense of accountability there. If people who are involved in various addictions and sins were to confess their sin to a small group who would pray for them, you'd see mighty deliverances that take place because the devil hates exposure. He always wants secrecy and darkness because he wants to work undercover. And then you live a whole life of praise. Satan cannot take praise. That's why I told the people last Sunday evening, you know, have the Hallelujah chorus on in your apartment or in your house. Play it loudly. The spirits don't like it, I can assure you. The angels do, but the devil doesn't. That's why in the Old Testament, when Saul was tormented by an evil spirit, David would play on his harp and sanity would return to Saul for a little while. But because Saul didn't deal with his sin, it would always come back. We are in a cosmic battle that is unbelievable. If our eyes were opened, we would be surprised at what is going on in the spirit world. But God sends his angels, and God sends his presence, and God sends his Spirit to us so that we can be victorious against the devil whom we abhor. And don't you like the fact that he's headed to the pit forever and ever and ever? We all know those wonderful words written by Martin Luther. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. And I commend to you today a little six-letter word, C-H-R-I-S-T. The little word that fells him. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you today for the triumph of Jesus. We want to thank you today that there is no question but that the loathsome serpent has indeed been crushed. We thank you that for every victory Satan has in this world, he is defeated many times over in the world to come. We thank you today that we can stand with Jesus against him and to do so victoriously. Deliver, Father, those who are struggling with evil spirits. Deliver those, Father, who are going through times of great pain. And may they be able to identify the doorway and to identify the means that was used and the lie that was told them. Grant that, O God, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Well, my friend, I want to encourage you as we end today. This is Pastor Lutzer. I'm speaking directly to those of you who feel as if you have been battered by the devil. One blow after another coming in multiple different ways against you. Want to remind you that you and I fight against him with strength and not with weakness. Want to remind you of the book of Colossians where we read that Jesus disarmed all principalities and all powers and triumphed over them. So Jesus has won the victory. Whatever victories Satan wins are very short-lived. Those victories do not last. Be encouraged. And in order to encourage you, I'd like you to have a book entitled 7 Reasons Why You Can Trust the Bible. You see, this is a series of messages on Bible doctrine. And we believe that the doctrines of the Bible are incredibly important, but at the base of all of those doctrines comes to us the Word of God. How can we defend it? This would be a great book for you, for college students, for those who struggle with their faith. God bless you. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Devil We Abhor, the 8th message in a 10-part series on what we believe. Next time on Running to Win, don't miss our look at the church we love. Erwin Lutzer's book, 7 Reasons Why You Can Trust the Bible, can be yours as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Thanks for listening. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.